other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We had Professor Jim Fetzer, the founder and the head of the 9/11 Scholars for Truth, set up a week ago, and he's still coming on with us today in the third hour. I canceled some other important guests that we'll reschedule because I want to give you a chance, listeners, to this worldwide transmission against tyranny to respond to the ridiculously shoddy new Pentagon videos. The two videos they have released and the two short sections of each video from cameras there in the Pentagon parking lot that show a blur, a small blur come into the screen. They claim that this is the irrefutable proof. Lots of giggling and chortling by Fox and CNN and others having big celebrations. This will destroy all the conspiracy theorists that say a plane didn't hit the Pentagon or that a missile hit the Pentagon. Why, this is the coup de grace. It's over. We've crushed you. Ha ha! And then they show it, and it's an absolute joke, and you could watch the air come out of these windbags like a balloon being popped as soon as they finally did show it, because many of the anchors hadn't even seen it. The minute they got it, they began rolling it all over national television. Of course, I was on Coast to Coast AM last night with Judicial Watch, and Judicial Watch, I've got my own comments coming up after the break about what they said and what they're doing and the statements they've made and the little press release they've got on their website. Dave Von Kleist was on there. He did a good job. And then, of course, I was on for the second half of the first hour. And I want to be clear about this. We have a spectrum. We have a continuum. We have a body of views here. A spectrum of views here. You have Michael Rivero on one end, who believes a plane did hit the Pentagon, this whole thing is going to be a setup, and that they're going to release video one day, making, of course, in the interim period, the Pentagon be the main focus of the 9/11 Truth Movement investigation. And then once that's built to a crescendo, making that the central issue, release crisp video of the plane hitting. Then you've got people like myself in the middle. I think there's a lot of evidence pointing towards some type of global hawk or predator souped up or some other type of fighter aircraft used as a drone. Now, there's a lot of evidence to that because of the 16-foot hole, it going through three layers of the Pentagon, that's six separate layers of steel-reinforced concrete, several feet thick on each side, armored, ladies and gentlemen. And conflicting witnesses saying they saw missiles, they saw small planes. The whole thing is very suspicious. And then you have people who aren't in the middle of the debate, who are just a little bit on the other side of my views, kind of in the middle of that side of the debate, like Dave Von Kleist, who is just questioning it and saying he really doesn't think that a plane at the Pentagon, there's no evidence of it. He comes right out and says it. And then you have those that go further off who don't like what I have to say or what Dave has to say. Now you've got the crowd over on the other end who believes that it was holograms and Easter bunnies and chupacabras doing it. I mean, literally, folks, that no plane hit anything. It's all blue screens. It's all holograms. And they've screamed and yelled, and I'm an evil Fed, because I think that's ridiculous. Okay, so that's really the gamut of things. And that's wherever you sit in this debate, you are welcome to call in. But listen to me. I want to talk about the open borders and Mexico saying they're going to sue the National Guardsmen if they are unarmed and simply report illegal aliens crossing. Basically, they're going to be like the U.S. military engaging in what the Minutemen do, intelligence, detection, and then calling the Border Patrol. Well, there's so many illegals pouring across that it doesn't matter how many troops you put down there to report it, the Border Patrol can't grab them all. It's like trying to catch a million fish in a barrel with just one line. You can't do it. I want to talk about the border, I want to talk about the Pentagon footage, period. Now, again, I'm not going to screen your calls. You can call in about whatever you want. But don't be surprised when I move on in about 45 seconds. We're going to move fast through your calls, 1-800-259-9231. And there's a giant stack of other key news we'll be covering later as well. Stay with us. Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Ask about our spring special now in progress. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Professor Jim Fetzer. Professor Jim Fetzer, the founder and chairman of the Scholars for 9/11 Truth, joining us in the third hour. About 15 minutes or so in the second, we're going to have Chris Farrell on from Judicial Watch, the folks that did the Freedom of Information Act request in 2004 and were refused. They sued the Department of Defense to get these new shoddy video still-framed sequences released. They are a complete and total fraud, a complete and total joke. That is, the video released by the Pentagon is. And we're going to be talking about that. I hope the listeners will specifically call in on that issue. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. I know most of you know the key elements of the debate about the Pentagon, why it's become, I would have to say, the central issue in any public debate about 9/11. It's the main issue that just the layman on the street, Sally Soccer Mom, Joe Sixpack, will bring up to you. And that's mainly because, since day one of 9/11, the media has given more attention to anyone that writes a book or makes a film about a Pentagon strike not involving a commercial airliner hitting it. That is the main focus by the mainstream media for some reason. You have to ask yourself why. They won't focus on the controlled demolition, the clear evidence of bombs in the buildings, the hundreds of firefighters and police saying that. They won't focus on the deans of defense language schools and the heads of Air Force bases and the heads of embassies going public and saying the hijackers were U.S. government agents. Clearly, they were decoys set up that day as part of a larger operation. That is ironclad. The fact that the FBI had informants in their houses, the fact that the government was paying for the credit cards and homes of some of the supposed hijackers, the NORAD stand down, Dick Cheney in control in the bunker, 2 months before 9/11, Dick Cheney taking control of the shoot down orders they had since 57 from the generals at the Pentagon and the admirals at sea, and giving that only unto himself and, of course, Donald Rumsfeld, his designate. The public officials being warned not to fly that day, the CIA insider trading leading directly back to Buzzy Krongard, number three, at Central Intelligence Agency. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of such points. Official U.S. government documents like Northwoods that call for hijacking jets by remote control and crashing them, creating fake manifest lists of young people because young people dying gets the public even more mad, having CIA agents under fake names boarding aircraft that land while drones are flown and crashed. All of that is public, but really, there are very few films that get into it in any detail. I wish people did. Most people out there focus predominantly on the Pentagon. And I've had them on as guests. I've covered it. I've said I think it's important. It needs to be looked at. I've been attacked for simply saying it looks like a trap to me, whether a plane hit it or a plane didn't hit it, and I lean towards something being very suspicious. That really isn't the thing we're looking at here. It's how the media has handled it and how they've tried to make it the central focus of debate. They've given massive, continual coverage to it. And that's because they have chosen, the establishment has chosen this to be their fight. That for some reason they chose 4.5 years ago, really 4 years, almost 9 months ago, more than 4.5 years ago, to make this the central fight, to make this the central debate. And I believe it's because they're going to stage crisp, clear video of Flight 77 coming in. I believe this latest video was tailor-made, like a T-bone steak you throw out to a dog full of cyanide, to be shoddy, to be ridiculous, to be a joke, to look just like a missile and a missile plume, to look just like a Global Hawk, supersonic drone. That's exactly what it looks like. This is meant to turbocharge the debate. And I heard Judicial Watch on the radio last night on Coast to Coast. I was, of course, on right after him. And it only confirmed what I knew already in my guts from all the analysis I've done. I do the analysis, then I go with my gut after I've done the analysis. There was the one of the Judicial Watch lawyers on saying, oh, we're probably going to be getting a lot more videos soon. We're disappointed with this one, but this still puts to bed the conspiracy theories, but at the same time, we're going to be getting something new for you here real soon, we think. Yeah, I bet you are. I bet you are. And there's going to be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth when this video gets released, unless you go to PrisonPlanet.com and get the three articles we put out, now four articles we put out on this, unless you get it out there to everybody on the web. Again, minute one, we hit the ground running with this. It's what we do best. Great staff, great team, collaborating together up here. And they got in there, and we got the analysis up. Paul Watson, Ryan Slickeisen, Aaron Dykes, Kevin Smith, everybody, Steve Watson, working as a team. We got it out there first and got our counter to the propaganda out there first, and thanks to you completing the circle as the team, you made sure it got all over the web. So let's push it even harder, and now people are seeing right through what's happening, and the majority of the emails and calls we've gotten and others we've talked to agree with our analysis, and this may keep the globalists from 6 months to a year from now releasing some fake video. There's another problem with crisp, fake, manufactured video. it, even with the new high-tech computer systems they have, they're able to 100% fake audio with computer programs they have, doing a voice print off of a previous real voice. They can create in real time fake voices that fool the best computers. They still have trouble faking video because there are so many people in private industry, in Hollywood and special effects, that can tell you if it's been faked around 90% surety. None of it's 100%. So we're going to get into a big propaganda fight with all of this here in the near future. It is so important to get ahead of this preemptively and to get these reports out to everyone so they understand what's happening. Again, they make the central debate, they force the debate to be centered around the Pentagon for 4 years, 9 months. Then they dole out this shoddy video, which will create more questions than it answers, that will supercharge the debate, that will make the Pentagon even more central. And then they will bring out, in the third act, incredibly crisp video of Flight 77, whether it's real or manufactured. I believe it will be manufactured. That's why they've had the videos for so long. They've got to build this shoddy fraud. Now, let's go back to other things they've done. They wanted to paint up an American aircraft like a UN aircraft, fly it low, and try to get Saddam to shoot it down to stage a war in the lead-up to 2003 March invasion of Iraq. We know that they created the fake bin Laden tape that wasn't computer-generated. They simply put a guy that looked nothing like him in a room, turned the lights down super low, and we've got computers, we video edit, we know what it looks like. We went in and looked at the pixels. They blurred the video artificially with a filter. This was done on the cheap. And then the troops miraculously find the new bin Laden tape in the house. And now voice print's been done on that and many others. It's totally fake. It's not even the same nose. It's not even the same dialect. So we have the linguist. We have the computer voice print analysis in multiple major universities in the Western world. And then you can just look at it with your own eyes and tell it's not the same person. It's somebody that weighs about 100 pounds more with a completely different nose. It's with a big smirk on his face. It's a big fat joke. That's why it's the big fat bin Laden tape. So remember, this crowd does this, but they've got something special for you. Remember the Running Man where they have the fake newscast and they cut to Mad Dog Ben Richards attacking the food riot in progress? Remember when in truth he wouldn't go along with it? Well, they have technology that crisp and that clear. The problem is you can still find evidence of a fakery. And so by crisp clear, I mean it'll be a clearly discernible Flight 77, still slightly blurred, when they release it. Now just watch. Just watch. Unless we expose this, then they may be forced to back off. So we've got Jim Fesser coming on third hour. We're going to spend a few minutes with Judicial Watch coming up in the next. Right now, let's go ahead and go to John in Texas. John, you're on the air. John hung up right as I went to him. Good job, John. I'm just joking. Jim in Texas, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Good to talk to you.
Yes.
You know, I waited with eager anticipation when I found out that Geraldo and everybody was going to show this exculpatory evidence that our leaders were actually righteous and that our government would be vindicated and exonerated. I had expectations for that. Hey, we're finally going to know, our government's on our side. They're going to show the plane. Well, you know, I didn't see the plane. I didn't see the plane. And I watched it over and over. This Larry Klayman guy from Judicial Watch, he supposedly went after Clinton. And now look how well Clinton's doing. They're fixing to install his wife as president. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Judicial Watch has always been extremely suspicious. By the way, they've taken all the Bush bin Laden stuff off their website. I was just on their site this weekend doing research, and they've taken a lot of stuff off their site.
Yeah, they're just throwing deception on top of deception at us. You know, Alex, lies on overlapping layers of lies.
Well, I don't know if it's conscious. They could be being used as well, but in the final equation, it really doesn't matter. But sir, do you see how this piqued your interest? You see how this will make the Pentagon strike an even bigger debate now?
Alex, I wanted to see a plane because I don't want to believe that my government's bad.
Well, don't worry, sir. They're going to show you one. Do you understand this is a setup?
Yes.
You understand this is meant to supercharge the debate?
But it's also so brazen and so blatant in our face that, hey, of the ones that do know the truth, not only am I lying to you, but I'm telling you to your face that I'm lying to you. Well, that irritates me. It's like, you know, and I still want to be in denial. It's like if my kids lied to me, I don't want to believe that.
I hear you. But even if a plane did hit the Pentagon, it's an inside job. See, they've made it. Oh, we'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now. 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Gas prices are out of control. You drive up to the pump only to find that the price per gallon is up once again. If you want to save money at the pump and get back in the driver's seat, then listen closely. There is now a way to save up to 30% or more on your fuel bill using the MPG cap. The MPG cap is a capsule that looks like a vitamin that you simply drop into your gas tank. It's organic, non-toxic, EPA approved, and can drastically reduce fuel emissions. People all across the nation are reporting improved performance as well as the money saving increases in their gas mileage by using our MPG caps. MPG caps are designed for use in all gasoline or diesel powered engines. And you can also have a lucrative home-based business by simply sharing this amazing money saving product with others. Don't wait. Call MPG Biz now at 800-526-1778. That's 800-526-1778. Or visit the webpage at mpgbiz.com. That's mpgbiz.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
The last caller is an illustration of exactly what I'm talking about, an intelligent, informed, concerned person who is insulted by these two little video clips that are made out of a succession of frames every second. It's simple. This is meant to outrage you. It is meant to accelerate the debate. And then see, now the whole 9/11 truth movement, the whole 9/11 debate hinges on that artificially, did a plane hit the Pentagon or not? And that's what the listener said. I'd love to believe my government. If they just would have shown it, I would have believed them. You can't believe them if they do show you video of it. That's the point. And the point is, we never knew one way or another. We cannot discount the plethora of other evidence that the media does not want to have a debate on, that the media does not want to focus on. Now, rightfully so, many people have pointed out the inconsistencies in the fact of the 16-foot hole on the entry wound, shooting through three separate rings of the Pentagon, six different layers of steel, reinforced concrete, feet thick on each side, blasting through it like a bunker-busting missile. And then we have witnesses saying they saw missiles, they saw cruise missiles, they saw Global Hawks, they saw passenger jets, they saw small commuters. I mean, whatever you want, you've got it. You've got the feds grabbing all the video cameras, all the videotapes from the video cameras, acting very, very suspicious from the Sheraton, from the Sitco, from the highway cameras, state and federal, from the 88 cameras there in that area of the Pentagon, just on that side. On and on and on, and they give us now three separate shoddy videos over the last 4 years, two of them yesterday. Now, here is Jamie McIntyre of CNN, just about 30 minutes after the Pentagon was hit, standing right in front of the 16-foot hole, saying he sees no wreckage, he sees no damage other than the 16-foot hole, basically. Let's go ahead and roll this clip. All he sees is small pieces. This is from 4 years, 9 months ago.
You know, it might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual site of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Okay, so that is what Jamie McIntyre had to say that day, and he went on to repeat it throughout the day. And then here are two separate clips of Jamie McIntyre yesterday, totally changing his story, 180 degrees. Here it is.
I had a camera with me. I took pictures of some of the wreckage, some of the parts of the fuselage, a part of the cockpit, until they told us we had to move back away from the scene.
Part of the cockpit. Well, show us the cockpit. Why did the feds put blue tarps over some of the pieces? I think the biggest was about 10 feet long, a couple of feet wide, but no one was allowed to photograph it. And then they came and covered it up with a blue tarp with men with guns guarding it. I mean, why do you do that? Why do you haul the wreckage from Tower 1 and 2 away under guard? Here's another clip from McIntyre yesterday.
Having been there on September 11th, having seen the plane wreckage and photographed it myself personally, I can tell you that that's nonsense, but...
And he went on. There were actually other longer clips. Perhaps you can go back and find those, because McIntyre went on to say that I can tell you it's ridiculous, people claiming that there wasn't any wreckage. Why I was there, I photographed it. Well, let's go back to that first clip again from that day. Roll that first clip again.
It might have appeared that way, but from my close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual site of the building that's crashed in, and as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Now, something that people haven't been focusing on is these new little video clips, these still compilations they've released, shows the blast and then pieces, little pieces of concrete, land, and you're talking about hundreds of yards away, right there by the camera. And it's, you don't see plane wreckage spilling out around the sides. All you see is this big white-hot blast then turning red as the heat dissipates. So that itself, a white-hot flash of the original Pentagon frames they released over 4 years ago, that's extremely suspicious as well. So the thing is laid out there to be suspicious. It's laid out there to look ridiculous. It's laid out there to get us talking, to make it the central debate. Keep us off of all the other areas. Don't get me wrong. I commend those that have looked at the Pentagon. I commend those that have researched it. But notice how the media has made it the only debate, and everything stands on that. No, this is a thousand-legged stool. This isn't a one-legged stool. Okay? You look at all the evidence, the inside job is the only answer.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Russell, Will, Rhonda, Caleb, and others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. And we have posted several other articles. We have a video, a computer simulation of what Flight 77 should look like from the video released yesterday, the two different clips, what it should look like hitting the Pentagon, up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. And another article about 88 cameras and their locations. The government admits filming where the plane came in. And notice how they refuse to release it, but are telling Judicial Watch they may soon release even better video. As I said yesterday, minute one at 11:30, when we learned that they were going to release something, I said, you watch, it's going to be some grainy thing to heighten the debate again, and then that was confirmed, and I'm telling you they're going to release crisp video. Unless we expose their program, enough people are aware of the spin, enough people are aware of how PSYOPs operate, we can short-circuit their program.
Now, we're going to go to your calls here in a few minutes. I'm going to run through them. Before I do that, I want to encourage all of you to get my 9/11 videos, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, The Masters of Terror, my book, 9/11, Descent to Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. 9/11 and government-sponsored terror is such a big subject, I've had to make multiple films to cover it all. Some of these films are almost, or are, 3 hours long. Road to Tyranny is almost three. Martial Law is a little bit over 3 hours long. It's really three films in one for the price of one documentary. Please get high-quality original DVDs. Give them as gifts. Make copies of them. You can go to InfoWars.com to order them via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Again, that's InfoWars.com, or call toll-free to get them. 1-888-253-3139. All the propaganda in the world about 9/11 won't stand if you, the people, get videos, make copies, keep making copies, keep talking to others, keep taking action. Look how far we've come. We've come from almost no one on 9/11 saying it was an inside job, other than myself and maybe a few others, and I was attacked by other so-called patriots for months after, who now claim that they're the leaders of this movement, to now major polls. What, 83% CNN, 90% another CNN poll, scientific polls as high as 66% in Zogby. This is important. We're winning this fight. If we expose government-sponsored terror as aiding tyranny, the globalists will not be able to use it in their toolbox anymore. So again, get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. You can download all the films there, burn copies of them, all 14 of my films. Martial Law is for free on the web, but it's a decent quality with Google Video. We just can't offer it free. We don't have the money, but since folks uploaded it there, we're advertising it and pushing it because it's free. Thank God for Google Video, because, I can't pay for millions of people to download something. It costs so much money. I don't know how Google does it. But you can go to PrisonPlanet.tv and be a member and get higher quality, much higher quality downloads of it right now. Road to Tyranny, all of the films are available right now. It's an incredible activist tool. A bunch of other films have been authorized to post there, too, you can watch. You can print copies of my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, burn copies of those to disc. This is such an effective activist tool. 15 cents a day, get a monthly subscription for $5.95, prisonplanet.tv, or you can simply, again, go to InfoWars.com and order hard copies there, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And tickets are going fast, over 30%, and we're still at 36, 37 days out from our big June 24th, 25th LA 9/11 Truth Conference. The title is American Scholar Symposium, 9/11 and the Neocon Agenda. We've got Professor Stephen Jones, BYU physics professor there. Professor Jim Fetzer is going to be there. We're going to have Webster Tarpley there. Bob Bowman, former head of the Star Wars program there, about 9/11 being an inside job, all from different angles. A bunch of other unannounced guests, and I'm not going to announce until you're there, folks. There's going to be some very nice surprise guests for you. Jimmy Walter says he's coming in. We're going to get William Rodriguez, one of the last survivors out of the rubble of the towers there. So many others that are confirmed. You do not want to miss this. A two-day, 10-hour-a-day conference. We're going to premiere my new film, Terror Storm. That's how it's going to start. Loose Change Second Edition with some new footage for you there. Can't say much more about that. It's going to be another surprise for you. Dylan Avery will be there. This is such a big deal. This is going to be so much fun. It's going to be so informative, meeting all these great people. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com right now. Don't wait, or call toll-free, and they'll mail you a ticket. If you get one at InfoWars.com, we will email you your e-ticket. Everybody's going to get wristbands, so you check in once and you're in. And we've already got over 300 people signed up for this. We're going to hit the 1,000 mark, and that's as many as it holds. Very, very soon we can push it up even higher, but it's hard to do with the big stage and all the rest of it, and two screens to project the films on, and the media riser that's going to be there for all the cameras and the rest of it. Some people have emailed me who are in the 9/11 Truth Movement and said, "Well, why aren't I invited?" Well, because you've attacked me in the past, and then you whine and scream and roll around squawking when you've attacked me, and then you wonder why I'm not inviting you to it. So there's a message to those out there. So besides, we can't have everybody there. There's a lot of people I love who I want to have there who we can't have there. And we're trying to put some speaking slots in for several hours of the conference, where different speakers are given about 15 minutes to speak. But then again, that might not please them, so c'est la vie. But the keynote speakers speak for an hour and a half. I'm just going to speak for an hour. I'm one of the keynote speakers, though, but I want to give others more time. It's going to be really exciting, so get your tickets at InfoWars.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. It's been a week or two since she's been on with us. We're going to spend 3 minutes with her and then go right to your calls and back into the news. She's Debbie Morrow, New Millennium Concepts, the Made in America Big Berkey water filter systems. You get discount wholesale prices, the equivalent of what people get when they buy 10, 15 of these. You get what stores are paying when they buy these in bulk, when you simply buy one, and you get a free gift on top of it, because the owner of this company, Jim Shepherd, believes in this broadcast. So instead of paying $320, that's about what I paid 5 years ago for my first Berkey, I guess now 7 years ago, time's flying, you get mega discounted prices because he wants to support this broadcast, period. They sell these to stores for the price you're getting them. People who buy these in bulk are getting the price you get. It's insane. My listeners get the best prices, period. And, Debbie, I really appreciate you coming on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex. I'm glad to be here. I'm here to answer the phone so that people can order their Berkeys and we can apply it towards your shortwave airtime.
That's right. We have a global outreach. I get letters from Africa, Asia, Europe, people on cruise ships, people at McMurdo Weather Station, Antarctica, who listen on shortwave. It isn't a big capital generator. It just gets the word out. So you guys pay for that each month to the total of, what is it, $9,000. And without you, we couldn't do it. It's the only airtime we really pay for. And so it's so important. That's why Jim discounts these so low, because this is what he believes. He is anti-New World Order, totally informed on what's going on. So are you, Debbie. Debbie, people can get a unit for, what, $195, $199?
Right.
That's normally $300 in stores. You've got a super deluxe model for, what? What is it, $259? You get two free gifts, a sports bottle filter, and a sheltering in place DVD film. If you get the $199. You also have the new portable Big Berkey that's just a wonderful unit. We have one in the office here. I order these at Christmas as gifts. I mean, I order, what, about five of these a year as gifts? That's how much I believe in these. And, folks, I'm paying what you're paying for them, because that's as low as they go. Debbie, tell us briefly about some of the new specials or some of the new things you're offering.
Well, we're offering five different sizes in the stainless steel Berkeys now. We have the Travel Berkey, Big Berkey, Royal Berkey, Imperial Berkey, and Crown Berkey. So with having five sizes, you have the opportunity not only to have it for your immediate family, but if you have a place of business that you want to put a larger system so that your employees can be drinking fresh water and you don't have to be lugging those 5 or 10 gallon Ozarka water bottles. We do have the bigger models to put in your offices and your place of business. Also, if you're planning on doing a community, if you feel like, you know, you live in an area that's remote and you have several neighbors who are getting water, the bigger units are really good for those too. And of course, we always have really great pricing and the Alex Jones free gifts. Just let me know you're an Alex Jones listener, and I'll be glad to go over the free gifts with you.
Now, Debbie, on top of that, on top of all of this, it's made in America, and it's at wholesale prices, and you guys are supporting the truth. People, you cannot really beat this deal. Let me give you the number, 1-888-803-4438, 1-888-803-4438, or go to berkeywater.com, tell them what free gift you want in the comment section or what free gifts you want. It is such an insane deal. Please go to berkeywater.com or go to InfoWars.com. You can link through to their banner or order the exact same packages off of our secure online shopping cart at InfoWars.com. Debbie, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me. Y'all have a wonderful day.
You too. 888-803-4438 or berkeywater.com or InfoWars.com. I like to have her up every week, once a week. We didn't have her up last week, so we're having her up this week. And I appreciate, folks, you supporting them. It is just so vitally important. Do not procrastinate. The water is full of poison. An Indian knockoff is $250 and are total pieces of junk. Okay, this is made in America, super high quality, less than Indian knockoffs. Okay, we're going to go to your calls here right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Russell in Florida. Russell, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. And also, I want to thank you for doing a fantastic job, as usual, on Coast to Coast last night. It was great.
Oh, you thought, I mean, I was pretty tired, but I did a decent job.
You always sound wonderful on the Coast to Coast, Alex. I make discs for people of your interviews on that show, as well as your own show, and it really does a great job waking people up. Yeah, you did really good.
You guys are doing the work. Nothing would happen if it wasn't for you, the listeners.
We all need to do our part. I'm sending you an email on my thoughts regarding this whole Pentagon video, and I hope you get a chance to read it. But
we're posting most of the emails we get. I say most. There's literally hundreds. I can't even read all of them. They're so incredible. They're so insightful. But anybody that wants to write articles, anybody that wants to give views, email them to tips@infowars.com, ryan@infowars.com, aaron@infowars.com. We'll get them posted.
Thank you. I hope so. The reason why I'm calling, Alex, is as this whole thing unfolded yesterday, I was highly suspect of Judicial Watch, especially Fitton's statements today kind of solidified what I had believed.
Well, we're going to have Army Intelligence Officer Christopher Farrell on with us here coming up.
Right, and I hope you hold his feet to the fire. He was intimately connected to military intelligence and the military-industrial complex, and on another GCN radio program earlier this morning, he was very hostile, in my opinion, towards the guest's belief, and he said he had no dog in the hunt for this, yet it sounded to me, based on what he had said, well, he did say that he believed the plane hit the Pentagon based on the evidence. But
well, I have their press release, and they say it shows a plane did hit. No, it doesn't. And they say it's conclusive, and they say it puts to bed
right. Conspiracy
theories. They know exactly what it does. This accelerates it to the stratospheric level. I mean, forget going out of the atmosphere. We're in deep space on this one now.
Yeah, I know.
This is to the moon without a rocket, and this whole thing's a psyop.
Yes.
And I'm not playing along. I don't know if they're useful idiots. They may be, but, you know, the point is it stinks to high heaven.
I think they're shills, personally, and I hope you really hold Farrell to the fire. But
well, don't worry. He's coming on. I'm gonna be friendly so I can have him on again in the future. But, I mean, we probably had him on. Look, here's a tip. I mean, here's an indicator. I probably had him on 50, no, more than that. I probably had him on 75 times in the years of Bill Clinton and the first two of Bush. And they've really changed in the last 2 years. They haven't been on since then.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that tell you about my opinion of them?
Well, I know. And, Alex, I met with Larry Klayman in 2004 when he was here in Florida, and I gave him some of your videos on 9/11. He had a speech here before his run at election.
Yeah, I had him on supporting his run.
Yeah, and I gave him some, you know, he brought up all the facts about how we're under attack by Al-Qaeda and all this. And I sat here and listened to this garbage, and I said, Larry, at the end of it, I said, Larry, let me give you some documentaries that will prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that at best the government knew something was going to happen on 9/11. And I figured after all the information regarding Robert Wright and the relationship between the Bin Ladens and the Bushes that he would be, you know, receptive to this. He looked at me, Alex, like I had three eyes.
Well, Russell, they have names for this, but this is how the Senate works. They have the intelligence committees and others, and they go, oh, come talk to us, FBI agents. Oh, come talk to us, Sybil Edmonds, individual who was there doing the translations in the highest level NSA intercepts. And then after they hear him speak, they go, you are enjoying international security. You will be arrested.
Yeah.
If you speak to anyone and government agents there in the committee, then know everything they know and know how much of their operation has been exposed. Notice that Robert Wright and all these people were starting to go public. We had Schiffer starting to go public. Judicial Watch comes along. Robert Wright gets up and cries and says, all I can tell you is the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly the whole thing goes away and goes into a black hole. So it looks to me like Judicial Watch, whether it's wittingly or unwittingly, is a huge vacuum cleaner that goes around sucking up all the dirt, finding out what whistleblowers knows, and then deep-sixing it into a black hole. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, let's go ahead. I mean, you want to know what I really think. That's it. Let's go ahead and talk to Will in Georgia. Will, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
How are all those beautiful Georgia peaches doing?
Oh, the weather is strangely mild and cool down here. It's usually stinking hot.
Wasn't talking about those peaches, my friend. Go ahead. It's a joke.
Oh, sorry. Anyway, quick testimonial about the Berkey. I've been drinking the water, you know, Berkey filter for about a year and a half, and I haven't come anywhere even close to getting sick. So this is something to keep in mind for the rest of the listeners. This whole Pentagon thing is, I think it's just nothing but a, you know, a litmus test for the public. They're just, you know, they release their shoddy video, and they're sitting back and just judging how the public reacts to it.
And that's how propaganda works. For a lot of people, it'll be, well, we saw the video now, Alex, shut up. You know, we saw the video, guys, shut up. I'm even getting emails going, this proves you wrong. I never got into this. I left it alone. I said it was a trap. And, you know, I'm on record. I mean, how many times have you heard me say that?
Yeah, plenty of times. It's just like the whole Pentagon, the whole 9/11 scenario is just, you know, testing your suspension of disbelief, but especially the Pentagon, it's like, you know, if you put yourself in the, you know, the mind of a hijacker, say, you know, if a plane did hit the Pentagon and there was a hijacked plane, you know, Flight 77, why, you know, if you were in that plane, you would dive bomb it from above. You wouldn't try to fly close to the ground. You just, you know, you find your target, and then you just crash into it.
You can only fly that close to the ground if the wind's right at about 200 miles an hour. I've had pilots on. It's part of the record. That thing came in at over 500 miles an hour.
One more thing. This whole Pentagon video has me...
Stay there. We got a break. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We got Christopher J. Farrell, Judicial Watch, the former Army intelligence officer, to tell us all about how a plane hit the Pentagon and how this is conclusive proof they've released, and then we'll all debate them and latch onto it. And then they've admitted there's going to be new video coming out soon, much crisper for you, and we can all be exposed and all be just like I said we would 4+ years ago. It's a setup, but if we get ahead of the setup, we can defeat them. But we'll talk to Judicial Watch, some nice fellows, and get their view on this. Finishing up there, Will, then we'll go to Rhonda and others. Finish up what you were saying.
Oh, what I was saying is this whole scenario is making me very wary, especially with our, 666 date coming around the corner. And, you know, that being...
There was even a big Colorado newspaper with the FBI saying they're worried about 666 and crazies and terrorists. I'm worried because our elite is obsessed with numerology.
Oh yeah, it's too good of an opportunity for them to pass up, and I think this is just they're turning up the, and you're going to see more and more, you know, false flag stories, straw men stories come up like this. And
I hear you. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, a lot of diversions, a lot of distractions right now away from the NSA spying and the fake intelligence on Iraq and all of it. Let's go ahead and talk to Rhonda. Rhonda, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I haven't talked to you for a while.
Welcome.
Thank you. I have another take on it. I think there's not going to be any CRISPR video. I think for most people who are brainwashed sufficiently with what they've seen yesterday, I think they've seen a crisp 757 in what they saw yesterday.
Well, certainly propaganda is multi-layered. They show just a few little, you know, foggy images of something like a wisp of smoke, and there's your airplane. It's kind of like looking at a cloud and seeing a giraffe.
I don't think they can effectively fake a crisp picture of a 757 coming in there, just like you said, because they can't fly 200 feet off the ground. They'd have blowed the cars off the highway.
Well, they flew lower than 200 feet. They were flying 15 feet. Yeah.
But they would have blew the cars off the highway, which we know didn't happen.
Well, there are photos of cars in disarray and telephone poles down.
Yes, but they would have been blown off the highway. And there's no wreckage. With the video evidence that's out there that's already been released, there's no wreckage. I don't think they can't put a 757 in a 17-foot hole through all that concrete.
But Rhonda, are you noticing that, see, we're all still debating the Pentagon and debating the flimsy footage they gave us. We're meant to then raise this to be even more of the central debate. You've got to ask yourself why the media gives us attention and nothing else. They don't want us looking at all the other areas.
Well, because I think it's the path of least resistance. I think it's the least damning. I think it was one of the crime scenes they could control the most. And I don't think we're going to get a 757 flying into the Pentagon. I don't think they could even fake it at this point. I think Judicial Watch is going to be, like you said, their little vacuum, kind of like the 9/11 Commission with their final report with Judicial Watch, which I never trusted after Larry Klayman came out and started running as Republican and then started talking about Al-Qaeda being involved. He lost me right there way back when. And they're coming out like, oh, we're the ones that asked for this evidence, and so I think if anything else is released, it'll be released specifically to them, because they're already acting like this was sufficient, you know, that, oh yeah, this proves that a 757 hit the Pentagon, which it did not.
Rhonda, good points. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. I liked meeting you up there at that big event in Kansas City 4 years ago. Take care. You know, time has really flown past us. All right, we are scheduled to have the folks from Judicial Watch on after this quick break right here on the GCN Radio Network. We've got massive coverage on this at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Please spread it around.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.